Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. This is Maisha Avery, and I'm coming to you today to talk about fall tips for healthy living. First thing first, I want to apologize for my tardiness. I had a rough moment there trying to get into everything. But today's show is going to be exciting. I'm definitely excited about talking about this topic because, number one, we have entered a new season, and there are a lot of things that are going to change for everyone. So I thought this was a great time to go ahead and get started and provide some fall tips for healthy living. First thing first, I want to go ahead and introduce myself a little bit because I am always aware that there are individuals that may be listening and may not know what it is that I do, who I am. So if you are a consistent listener of my show, I definitely apologize because this part may seem so redundant. But I just wanted to go ahead and introduce myself and what it is that I do so that our new listeners are not out of the loop or wondering what it is that I do or who I am. Again, my name is Maisha Avery. I am the CEO and founder of Inspire to Change LLC. I am a healthy lifestyle blogger, of course, a radio show host on Life Coach Radio Network, and I also do fitness events here in Charlotte. I came into this space outside of me having a degree in health education specializing in community health. I came into this health and wellness, fitness world when I actually changed my life and lost over 70 pounds. So that is where I came to a point where I started my blog, and it's been almost about 2 years now, and I just strive to help educate, motivate, and inspire others into a healthier lifestyle. So I will get into all of my social media handles, emails, website, those sort of things towards the end of the show, but I just wanted to touch base with you all that are new listeners in reference to who I am and what it is that I do. So, okay, let's go ahead and get into today's show in regards to fall tips for healthy living. For me, I love the fall, number one, because the seasons change. I love cooler weather. I love fall fashion. I just love everything about fall, the cooler months. But one thing that I do love in particular about the cooler months and fall and winter in general is physical activity. For me, it is much easier to get out and work out in cold weather than it is to run in heat. So the summer months are very challenging for me in terms of physical activity because it is so hot, and it's just hot. And I just don't like working out in heat. I don't like sweating. That's probably one of the main reasons why I do not like the gym. For those of you that follow what I do and who it is that I am on social media and you listen to the show, you know that I am a runner. I do not like the gym. The only time that you may actually catch me in the gym is if it is really bad weather outside and I can't make it outside to run or what have you. So then I will go to my fitness center and I will run the treadmill and some things like that. But for the most part, you will not see me in the gym because I don't like the gym. I don't like to sweat. I don't like the confinement. I like to be out and run. So I love the fall and winter months because I love the cool weather. It's easier for me to run in cool weather just because I'm not hot. And even if you're sweating, it's not like hot, heat, dry, humid. So I definitely love the cooler months, especially in fall, but I definitely love running in the wintertime when it's 10, 15, 20 degrees. Some people find that crazy, but I love it. So I just wanted to, that's my biggest excitement on when we switch over to fall and the winter months. But I just wanted to touch bases in regards to fall tips for living, for healthy living. That's why I came up with this show today, because actually, so also outside of what I, within what I do, not outside of, but within what I do, I also have meal plan clients where I also teach others how to eat properly, eat clean. And to be honest, my client load skyrockets in the fall and winter time, and it'll dwindle down a little bit and it'll skyrocket again as we approach fall, because individuals want to, of course, get fit for the summertime or what have you. And they also, with the fall time coming up, you have the holidays that are coming, and you have to fight against those holiday pounds and family and Christmas parties and, you know, just a lot of celebration. So that's around this time I will gain some clients, because individuals, we like to sit at home and we like to have comfort food. We spend a lot of our winter and fall months inside the home, because for some people they don't like getting out when it's cold outside. I love it. It doesn't stop anything for me unless it's unbearably cold, unless it's 20 degrees, 15 degrees. When it gets really winter snow and all of that, I don't really go outside much unless I need to be. But for the most part, I'm out and about regardless. So I wanted to bring to you all some tips. Number one, in terms of, and this will go right into our segment in terms of being in the home. It is definitely hard to, for those who don't like to work out in the cold weather, I definitely understand, because I get it, just like I don't like being outside running in the heat, but I still do it. Now, if there are days where it's unbearably hot, if it's on days where it's unbearably cold, then there are all sorts of things that you can do in the home where there are so many things. It's fascinating because objects that are in your home can actually be workout tools. So, for instance, if you have low chairs or what have you, you can do a lot of step-ups. You can, I also have like these resistant bands. You can always find these at Ross, TJ Maxx, or what have you, where you can actually buy them for less than anything. And you can sit down in your chair and you can work out your back, work out your arms. You can also jump rope. Those are very inexpensive tools. You can also purchase arm weights, which are very inexpensive. So there are a lot of things that you can do in the home where you can work out without being outside of the home. A majority of my, at the beginning of my weight loss journey, a lot of my workouts were in the home. And when I realized that and that was before I became a runner, and that's when I realized that I enjoyed and I loved running. So that's all I really do majority of the time now. Sometimes I will do weights to tighten my arms. I will do crunches for my abs and my stomach or what have you, but for the most part, I'm a runner. I love cardio. But outside of that, anytime that I can't get out due to the weather, whether it's really cold or whether it's really hot, then I can do home workouts. And especially if you can't get to the gym. For me, I have a fitness center right where I live, but if it's cold, I'm not going anywhere. So therefore, I have to make a plan and actually sit inside of my home and do workouts. Also, another really good tool, being that everyone uses YouTube, there is also a lot of workouts that you can find, that you can upload. There are more and more fitness individuals, trainers that have uploaded workout routines, you know, on YouTube, whether they're, you know, celebrity fitness instructors or what have you, but there are a load of tools that are free that you can actually use inside of your home to assist. For me, I'm at the point now where I just create my own reps, but if you are someone that you're not within that fitness realm and you don't know how to create those, that you can just plug in YouTube. And outside of, you can go to any store and find workout DVDs and those things. So those are definitely things that you can do inside of the home to keep you physically fit on days where it is extremely cold outside or it's extremely chilly, or you're just in a space where a lot of us, I'm aware that a lot of us just don't like going out in the cooler months. So those are definitely ways that you can stay physically fit at home for less to nothing. So those are definitely ways that you can do that. Also, in terms of eating, this is, you know, eating clean has never really been an issue for me since I started this healthy lifestyle journey. If anything, changing my workout regimen and my physical activity is much more of a, is much more, and it's not really a battle, but it's much more, if I had to compare the two between clean eating and working out, I would say working out would be much more of a test to me than eating clean. Eating clean is not a test, wasn't so much hard for me to do. So in terms of eating clean, for me personally, I love to have soups and chilies and things like that during the fall and the winter months, like a lot of us do. But with that, you also make sure that they're clean. So for one, if you don't buy frozen vegetables, then you want to make sure that everything is fresh, if you can, or what have you. And, you know, low sodium, if you're making your own soups, it's much better than if you're purchasing them out the can, where it's very high sodium content, sugar content is a little bit high, you know, and they have all type of preservatives and things like that that you can't even pronounce, that contribute to different type of health risk over time. So you definitely want to make sure that, number one, that you're making your actual soups and your chilies from scratch. Also, you know, we do like a lot of comfort foods. So in terms of, for me, I know a lot of individuals, they like to put potatoes in their soup and, you know, those things. But move over to sweet potatoes. They're very high in fiber. They're not, you know, they're not as starchy as a regular white potato or what have you. So move over into sweet potatoes. If you like to put potatoes in your soup or what have you, then cut out the white potatoes and move over into sweet potatoes. They're very good. And they actually, for me, I like sweet potatoes much more than I actually like, you know, white potatoes. So I like it better. And it adds such a sweet flavor to your soups or what have you, or it may not. But I would just say for any soup or chili that you have that calls for potatoes, scratch the white potatoes and use the sweet potato. Much more of a healthier substitute. And then also, just when you have the holidays coming up, because this happens also in the fall and the winter months, and I've touched on that a little bit before in other shows and in blog posts, but don't ever go anywhere hungry, because you will lose sight of, number one, what you're eating, and you will not be as cautious of what you're putting into your body when you are really, really hungry. So you always want to make sure that even though you have the holidays and those things coming up, and there's a lot of events that's going to be happening, whether you know, go out and it's Halloween that is coming up, you may be in an office space where there are a lot of candy buckets, candy bags, all type of treats, or what have you. So just be prepared for those things. Just be mindful. Halloween, the holidays, that is not something that just was created last night. We know that they happen at the same time, the same day each year, and we know what we're getting ourselves into. So we just want to be proactive and be prepared when those things happen to basically be able to maneuver through them and not go through them and look back and say, oh, my gosh, now I've lost 20, now I've gained 20, 30 pounds when I was doing so well on my journey. So those are things that you want to keep in mind. So just, you can eat clean. We spend more time at home, which means that because it's cool outside, we're going to spend much time at home. We may even cook more at home because we're not going to be out and about and eating out as we may have in the summertime, where we have a lot of cookouts and picnics and brunches and rooftop parties and all of those things. So we would spend much more time in the home eating. And that is fine if you spend a lot of your time in the home eating. For me, I love to cook. So during the fall and winter months, or any time that I'm at home and I have free time, which will probably happen today after this show, I will spend a lot of time cooking because that is something that is a stress reliever for me. I love doing it. However, I still cook clean items. I don't allow myself to be in a space where, just because you're cooking or just because you're spending more time doing something doesn't mean that you have to throw away what you're working towards. So even though you're spending a lot of time, much more time in the cooler months in the home cooking, you can still cook, just make better choices the same way that you would any other time. So, you know, for me, you know, a lot of us like, you know, chili and we like cornbread and we like pies and cakes and things like that. We like warm cookies, hot chocolate, those sort of things during the fall and winter months. But those things are okay to do in moderation. I'm not saying that no forbidding you will never have them, but you also don't want to make it a habit. You don't want to bake cookies and drink hot chocolate every single night. You don't want to do that, or you don't want to do it every single day. But if you do it once a week, once a month, or what have you, if that's something that you have a treat, if it's something that you celebrate, then that's fine. But you just don't want to make it a habit, and then you're doing that all throughout the fall and the winter months, and then you look back and you've gained so much weight, or, you know, you've indulged in food for months and months and months, and then you have a physical, and now you have to deal with high blood pressure, and now you have to deal with, you know, very high sugar levels. So you just want to be mindful of those things. Even though you spend a lot of the time in the home and you're eating, you can eat, just make healthier choices. Also, you know, one thing about fall is that, you know, it's much cooler in the morning time, and then it slows down. Well, not slow down, but it's much cooler in the morning time, and then towards the afternoon, evening, it gets much warmer. So I would say for individuals that like to work out outside or like to run, maybe you may want to take a walk. And whether you have a 9-to-5 that you're working at office, but you do have a lunchtime, so maybe if you want to use some of your lunchtime to take a walk outside, or when it's much warmer outside, or get a good, or if you're someone that you have flexibility on your schedule to work out and do what you want to do when you want to do it, then that's perfect. But if it's really a hassle for you to get up in the morning or go in the evening when it's much cooler, when the temperatures drop, then you can use your daytime when it's much warmer outside, like now, to get out and run and take a walk or what have you. So there's a different there are different things that you can do. You can just switch up your schedule, those sort of things. But at the end of it all, you just want to make sure, I know for a lot of individuals, and this is why when the spring comes, you know, we're all looking up and ready to make a change or what have you to prepare for summer, where we're out and we want to be in swimsuits and we want to do this and we want to do that, and we're wearing less clothing, so we want to make sure that we're in shape. But the goal is to live a healthier lifestyle. The goal is not necessarily to look good in a bikini. So you want to develop and create habits all the time, so that when these moments come, you are always ready. You don't have to necessarily rush and you know, try to create this lifestyle overnight, because you're already creating that over time. So you really don't have to rush and, you know, get ready to, you know, embark on a new season. So, again, so first we want to cover, so just to go over the pieces that we have. So first you just want to make sure that you are, just know that in the fall and winter months when it's much cooler outside, just adapt to whether you're going on YouTube or whether you're going to buy an expensive workout tool that you can do in the home. You can use, it's Google, just Google home workouts that you can do at home. They provide reps. They provide different things that you can do. There are so many different things that you can do in the home to be physically fit. You can create a, I have a friend, and they have an actual house, and so they don't really use their garage as much, but they have turned their garage into a workout space. So they don't ever really need to go to the gym. They don't ever need to really go outside of their home to work out unless they run, which they do, and they would go outside and run or what have you. But even still, they're in a place where it snows. If it snows bad, they can run laps around their garage, literally, because they've created that workout space. So there is no excuse for any of us that we cannot work out in the home. Even for me, I live on a high-level apartment. There's people that live under me, but I'm sorry, but I have to work out. It's happening at home. I have to do it. But there are all sorts of things that you can do. And just even if you do even if you're working out in the home and you just spend some time to do 20 to 30 squats, 20 to 30 crunches, 10 jumping jacks, get you an arm-resistant band and sit down in the chair and work out your arms and your back 10 or 20 times or what have you. Those are different exercises that you can actually find online with the resistant band as well. And I actually got my resistant band. I was at a health fair one time, and it was a vendor there that gave them out for free. So a lot of my workout tools that I've had, I've actually accumulated them over the years as I've created different fitness events and, you know, vendors or the hospitals were there or different fitness places or gyms just gave out little fitness tools, and I just use them to my advantage. But other than that, if you don't necessarily have tools, again, you don't need a tool to do jumping jacks. You don't need tools to do crunches. You don't need tools to do squats. And all of those things are things that you can do in the home. You already have chairs in your home. You have a couch in your home where you can use your couch as a base where you can do crunches and sit-ups and those things. So, I mean, really, your home can be a gym without you buying any actual tools or equipment. If you'd like to buy any tools or equipment, I know plenty of people that have ellipticals in their home that have treadmills in their home, and that's all great. But you don't have to have those things to actually get a good workout. There have been plenty of times where I've worked out in my home, and I've had a good sweat, to be honest. So you don't necessarily have to be in the gym to maintain being physically fit. So those are things that definitely help, especially I remember I had to do a lot of that last year. And it typically happens around February time where it snows. I am located in Charlotte, North Carolina, where it flows, it snows here, and it'll be a lot of times where I can't go anywhere doing anything for like a day or two, 2 or 3 days. So then I'll just work out in the home because I don't want to go anywhere. It's cold outside or it's snowing, and I'm not going anywhere in the snow. I'm not a northern girl, so I'm not used to commuting and traveling around in the snow. So those are not things that I do. So I have to create things at home to do. So those are just some things that I would suggest. Again, you can Google if you don't know how to create your own reps, but then I just gave you a few that you can use. You can do crunches, sit-ups, you know, jumping jacks or what have you. But those are different things that you can do inside of the home with little to no workout tools or anything that you need. Also, you can buy DVDs or you can YouTube different fitness reps and all of those things. So those will work out for you. Again, when it comes to eating, we definitely want to stay in the home and eat. You can eat, that's fine, but move over into healthier choices. And be able to, I would say, again, we like to have a lot of comfort food, which for some, it may be a lot of sweets. It may be a lot of hot chocolate. The alternatives, if you're a big hot chocolate person, where you like to, everyone loves to sit in the home on a cold winter, a fall evening or what have you, and have hot chocolate and read a book or what have you, or maybe some cookies or maybe some muffins. And those things are fine in moderation. And when I say moderation, not like once a day, but once a week, once every month or what have you, or whether it's a treat, and that's fine, but it doesn't need to be a habit. So if you're a hot chocolate lover or what have you, there are plenty of great teas that you can use, honey, no sugar. There are a lot of clean muffin recipes. I actually have one on my blog that's an oatmeal muffin recipe where it's all oats or what have you. So there's definitely cleaner ways to eat a lot of the foods that we enjoy. So find healthier alternatives, especially if you're in the house, because I see it all the time when we come out of these fall and winter months, where basically we like to hibernate, quote unquote, because nobody likes to go out in cold weather. I get it. Unfortunately for me and a lot of other people, you still have to get out and about. Of course, you have jobs. Of course, you have things that are going on. I'll still have events. I'll still have speaking engagements. I'll still have things going on. Those are not going to stop because it's fall and winter. So, but when there was a point where I did not have all of these things going on in my life, I sat home and I cooked. But you still have to be, you know, cautious of what you're actually doing. So those were things that worked for me. So just being mindful. Right now, again, it's the fall season, so it is still pretty warm during the daytime. It's cooler in the night and it's cooler in the morning. So if you're outside, runner or walker, outside fitness person such as myself, then you may want to spend your time working out during the day. So then in the morning and in the evening time, you can just basically go about life and do what it is that you need to do, or if you're in the home, because you've already accomplished that during the day. So just making the weather work for you. And, again, when it's too cold outside, can move over into working out and being physically fit in the home. So those are just some fall tips that I wanted to share with you all. I'm pretty sure as time goes on and I have some more tips, or even when I go through some experiences, because when I share, you know, my tips or what have you, these are different things that I have actually experienced and how I have made it work for me. So I would say as I go through experiences and as I, you know, learn to navigate through this, then I'll be able to share some more. But those are just some tips that I definitely have because, again, we get so stuck in the fall and winter months, and then when it is over, we're like, oh, no, I've gained so much weight or what have you. And that's more than likely why I can imagine why, and that's what I have heard in terms of why my client load shifts. It is very seasonal. I don't gain a whole lot of clients in the summertime. And I can imagine why because we're not focused on, in the summertime, we're not so much as focused on, you know, when I say we are as humans, we're not focused on being physically fit unless you're in that space, which I am, where this is my life. But average on a day-to-day basis, we are not focused on being fit and being healthy in the summertime because you have a whole lot of cookouts, family functions, family reunions. You have a whole lot of things going on or what have you on the outside where you're eating. You have festivals. You have all of these things, fairs that are going on outside that you want to participate in. You have concerts going on. And where there's a lot of food and we enjoy to eat and drink and, you know, be merry. So the summertime is a lot of time for that. And then most of the time in the fall and winter months, I will gain some more clients because we're spending much more time in the home actually cooking. But then a lot of my client load will happen as we approach springtime. And we just want to hurry up and change our lives for the summertime. But if you follow these tips or what have you, then you'll be able to overcome that, you know, in the fall and winter months. And I would just say, and that's why physical activity, I hit so much on that, and also clean eating, because those are the two biggest things. You're not out as much because it's cold outside and you want to sit in the home and you want to have comfort food or what have you. And when we're in the home, we have much more time to cook or what have you. When you're out and about, you're eating fast food or you're eating out or what have you. But when you're in the home, you have much more time to cook. So you have much more time to bake a cake from scratch. You have much more time to bake pies, bake cookies, make all of these other things, and those are great things, but you want to develop healthier choices. So as we're sitting in the home and we're taking all this time cooking, just Google, and there are many, I think for me, I am on this kick where for the fall and winter months, especially this year, I want to get into, and I'll be sharing them on my social media, but I want to get into the habit of making crock pot meals versus, you know, actually sitting over the stove and cooking. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, number one, because the crock pot cooks itself. I love to cook, but I am so in a place now where I really don't have time to spend hours. So that's why my meal preps, and that's why for me, my dishes are very simple and things that I can cook in 10 or 15 minutes. Or 30 minutes or less or what have you, or maybe I have gotten so good in this prepping thing that I can prep 3 or 4 days worth of meals in an hour or less, versus when before I began it used to take me about 2 or 3 hours to prep. But I am so into this space now of using my crock pot more because, number one, it cooks itself. I don't really have to worry about anything. I can really set it and forget it, going about life, work out, go to work, come home, and everything is done, and I really only have to worry about storaging them. So I will be sharing much more of my crock pot recipes online, whether it would be on my blog, on social media, or what have you, but I'll just, or on my Facebook page or on Inspire Change Facebook page. So I will definitely be creating much more of those crock pot recipes. I just like cooking using my crock pot, and I've been using it more than ever now. So that is something that is definitely going to be fun to experiment with. And that may be something that's going to be great for the fall and winter time for anyone. So I would say just making those healthier choices, especially with the holidays coming up. You know, for the holidays, we just want to stay, if we can manage during the fall and winter months making healthier choices for ourselves, then getting through the holidays will not be as tough on our bodies or for us, because we will be creating habits eating clean. So when you go to those holiday Christmas parties, when you go to, you know, when you have buckets full of candy in the office or what have you for Halloween, you won't be as tempted to go overboard and just lose everything because you're creating habits of clean eating. And so that's how it is for me now. Even during the holidays, I don't go crazy when it comes to food, or that's not something that I'm looking forward to as I used to, or I would starve myself all day to eat Thanksgiving because so then I can just pig out or what have you. It's not really something I look forward to the holiday times now, because I just love the way that, you know, families and friends come together and the way that, you know, everyone feels. But food is not the issue for me, because I created such this lifestyle where I'm just not really excited by food. Food is fuel for me. I love good food. I love good tasting food. I love food, but I don't get excited over food that is not really healthy, and I don't care to indulge in it time after. I don't care to consistently eat bad, so to speak. So create these habits now. So it'll be easier to move on through life. It'll be easier to keep up this healthy lifestyle journey. And when you create this consistently clean, healthy lifestyle, when you have moments of eating what you want to eat, it will not always show up on you if you do it once or twice or what have you. If you do it in little moderation, when I say little moderation, I mean little. Some people, they confuse moderation with, okay, I only eat a box of honey buns once per week, so that's moderation. That is not moderation. But if you have, so for instance, if you go, you know, and you eat with your family, of course, for Thanksgiving, if you're going to have a plate or two, that's fine. Don't pack up leftovers. Don't continue to eat those Thanksgiving meals days after. Eat what you're going to eat and leave it. I do it all the time. When I attend cookouts, I eat within reason in terms of what I eat. But I don't take home plates. I don't take home those things, because then I will continue day after day. I eat it and I'm done with it or what have you. So those are things that you just want to be mindful of. And, you know, just in terms of the cooler months, in terms of the holidays and all of the eating and the parties and Halloween and all of the candies and the treats, we have a lot up against us when we're trying to live a healthier lifestyle during the fall and the winter months. But I promise you, if you stay true to your journey, if you stay true to, because you can ultimately, this is how I look at it, you can control what you eat, especially when it comes out of your home. You can control what you eat. When you're going to someone else's home for a party, whether it's family or whatever for Thanksgiving and someone else cooking, you really don't have no control over that. You can, when it's time to eat, yes, you can pick and choose what you're going to eat, but you really don't have no control over it unless you bring your own meals and cook, and then you might as well stay at home. But if you control 98% of the time what comes out of your home and goes into your body, then you would be okay up against the other 2%. So I would say just stay true to your journey, stay true to who you are, so that when we come out of these fall and winter months, we're not fighting against 20 or 30 pound, you know, gain or health issues that we didn't have before, but now we have them because we spent months just eating consistently terrible. So I hope that, you know, these tips and this show has been something great for you all. Again, let me just go over my social media handles. And also, if you're listening to this show, or you're going to be listening, and you follow me on social media, or you will be, you can just leave some of your tips. So on Facebook, Inspired Change has its own Facebook page where it is Inspire, spelled out T-O Change, and that is on Facebook. So you can just search Inspired Change on Facebook and it will come up. Also on Instagram, my Instagram name is _inspire2change. My website is www.inspire2change.co, not .com. If you all ever want to reach me by email, the email is info@inspire2change.co. Also with my meal plan clients, I am also running this weekend promo, and I stated that I was going to stop at 5 people. I am almost at 5. But since I'm doing my radio show today, I will be happy to talk about it here. And then if any of you all are interested in it, you can definitely email me and we can get started. But I am running typically with my meal plans. My base rate is starting at 60, where we do a month-long package where I construct the meal plans. We do consultations via Skype. We meet once a week to check on your progress, see what you're doing. You basically have me as accountability partner, as a coach. And so with that, what I am doing with the promo is that I am doing 2 weeks for $30, and then you will get the third week for free. And the package is still the same, so to speak. So we will still do our consultations via Skype or what have you. And all of that information is on the website. In terms of how my meal plans work, all of the information is on the website, which, is, again, is www.inspire2change.co. You can either do /services, or when you go to the website itself, you can just tap through the actual menu, and it's under the services tab. So those are ways that you can find it. Also, if you follow me on Instagram, you can see that, and all of my contact information is there. So I thank you all for listening to my show today. I hope that these tips were most helpful. My biggest thing that I want to get across to everyone during these fall and winter months is stay the course. Stay the course. If you stay the course, you will always come out on top. If you fail or you fall or what have you, and I wouldn't want to say necessarily fail, but if you fumble or if you fall once or twice or what have you, then you won't have such a hard time getting up if you develop these consistent, healthy living habits. So, again, I thank you all for tuning in today. It is such a beautiful day here in Charlotte. I have some work, some other things to do, some other things to get done. But if you are in Charlotte, go hang out. There's a lot of festivals, a lot of things going on. I believe it's the fair this weekend. If you are anywhere else and it's beautiful, have a great day. If you are somewhere where the weather is bad, I'm sending you a lot of sunshine and light that way. But I do thank you all for listening and tuning in to Fall Tips for Healthy Living. I am also on the air every first and third Saturday of the month. So my next show, again, will be November the 6th, I believe, which is the first week in November, the first Saturday in November. So I will see you all again. I hope that this serves you all well. Again, if you have any tips, you can follow me on social media and leave them. I'm pretty sure others or even myself would like to see them. If you ever wanted to get in contact with me, again, my email is info@inspire2change.co. And also make sure when you're emailing me that it does not default to .com, because I get a lot of emails and individuals say that I didn't respond, but I don't actually get them because it's not .com, it's .co. So again, I will be speaking to you all shortly. Have a great, 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 great weekend. And I will talk to you all again soon. Have a great one. Bye.